Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to the Lord. Let me encourage you from the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 21 and 22. And Apostle Paul writes from his imprisonment to a free church, and he writes, "For everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ, but you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel." Praise the Lord. I'll focus your attention on Timothy has proved himself. Now focus your attention on that word, Timothy has proved himself. My dear brothers and sisters, God will be faithful to you come what may. And humanly speaking, who else can you count on is a good question to ask. Paul writes, everyone looks out their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. Hallelujah. What a beautiful thing, right? The question is, who can you count on? And before you answer, consider the following few questions that I will pose to you this morning. Number one, when something goes wrong, do you have at least one friend who can easily talk to about it? Because the Bible says in Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for adversity. There is no way to put a price on such a relationship, is there? Number two, who in your life could accurately name your greatest fears and temptations? The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4, 9 to 10 and 12, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Thirdly, do you have one or more friends with whom you meet regularly? The Bible says in Malachi 3:16, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him. Fourthly, do you have a friend you know well enough to trust their confidentiality? Because the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 13, a gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret. These are the four questions that you need to ponder before you say that you have a real deal in a friend whom you can depend on and who has proved his mettle. My dear brothers and sisters, in this day and age, we need to have good friends. We need to have faithful friends. We need to have proven friends who will stand with you in doing the work of the ministry that the Lord has called you in. Or in any other area of your life, that they will be standing firm with you. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for your goodness and grace upon our lives. We know that you are faithful unto us, and we have no doubt about that, because your faithfulness, O Lord, and your loving kindness and tender mercies are new every morning, and we are grateful to you for that. Lord, today I pray, help us to find able and good friends, faithful friends, friends who have proven the mettle. O Lord God Almighty, who will stick closer than a brother, and Lord God Almighty will prove their worth. I pray likewise we will be ourselves faithful men and women of God, proven men and women, who will be good friends to others. And these qualities that we have talked about will be shown in our character in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that you will give us good friends this day. Abba Father, I thank you for your flock as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand and keep them from the enemy. O Lord God Almighty, I pray you will flourish and prosper them in the name of Jesus and bless them abundantly. Abba Father, I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I speak healing into their bodies. And Father, we know that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise and the glory and honor and dominion and power and authority because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.